Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So we all knew that Matthew Stafford wants more money, and this is why him and the Rams are on the rocks right now. It is not about his ability to win there in L.A. It's not about his relationship with Sean McVay or his teammates or anything like that. What it is... It's about the money. And I understand why. When you are someone that is getting to the end of your career, you're thinking about retirement in a few years. You want that last chance to cash in, even if you've won or won, even if you've made close to $400 million in your career. So the reports are that $50 million per year is what Matthew Stafford wants with his new contract. So sounds like a lot. But if I were to tell you there are right now 9 quarterbacks in the NFL that are making $50 million or more, I mean, that sounds like a lot of players in at the quarterback position making $50 million or more. And I could find a couple guys in here that I would say I'd rather have Matthew Stafford than even at 37 years old. Now, I don't want to pay him $50 million for a decade, obviously, because he's in his late 30s. But $50 million for a couple of years? Well, hell, I would do that if I were the Raiders, and I would do that if I were the New York Giants. Now, do I think that Matthew Stafford is really interested in going to a place where he can win? I think he would use that as a tiebreaker. If there were two teams that said, I'll give you the contract that you want, and he would choose which one of those two would be the better chance to win. However, it's no inside information, but just reading the tea leaves around here with Matthew Stafford, that if there's one team who gives him that $50 million and the other teams don't want to, he will go to that team regardless of how they've been the last couple of years. So if the Giants want to do that and they want to go to those $50 million and everybody else thinks that's nuts, Matthew Stafford's going to be in a Giants uniform.
You know, the Kirk Cousins signing last year for the Falcons was 4 years, $180 million with $50 million guaranteed. So, you know, that's kind of the comp. And who do you think is a better player, Matthew Stafford or Kirk Cousins?
Matthew Stafford.
Right. And Matthew's relatively healthy. Kirk Cousins is basically playing quarterback contract chicken with the Atlanta Falcons right now. So there's all sorts of things that can go on. They'd love to trade him. I don't think they're going to be able to trade him. I think they're going to have to release him with a post-June 1st release, kind of like what the Jets are doing with Aaron Rodgers. And then somebody will get him for cheap.
Yeah.
And he'll be like the Russell Wilson of this season.
Right.
And, you know, there may be a better alternative just simply because if you want to build a team in order to pay $50 million and to pay $50 million to a 37, 38, 39-year-old quarterback.
Well, for how long, though?
I think he's looking for a three-year, $150 million deal. That's
three
what
years?
I think. And I think about $100 million, $110 million, $120 million guaranteed.
See, I think he's going to be pretty good for the first 2 years of, I mean, he was really good last year.
And by the way, he was good last year. And I still think he has plenty of football left in him. I really do. As I remember, I retired at the age of 37. I could have probably played another 2 years if my feet weren't bothering me. I don't think really much is bothering him. But I will say this. If the offers are equal and the Rams are happy with the return in terms of the trade, you have to remember that. That's a big part of this. Then I think he goes to Vegas because of no state tax.
All right. Let's just say it's for the next 2 years, let's say. We'll do 3 years. If you think it's 3 years, we'll do the next three
I wonder
years.
If the Titans would be in this mix.
Interesting.
Another one with no state tax.
Yeah. All right, so for the next 3 years, would you rather have Matthew Stafford or the quarterback that I'm going to tell you for their AAV, average annual value? Would you rather have Matthew Stafford for $50 million a year or Dak Prescott for $60 million a year?
Matthew Stafford, of course.
Joe Burrow, $55 million. Matthew Stafford, $50.
Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Jordan Love for the next 3 years, $55 million or Matthew Stafford, $50 million for
Matthew
next three.
Stafford.
All right, so that's two. Trevor Lawrence for $55 million over the next 3 years or Matthew Stafford?
Matthew Stafford.
Tua Tagovailoa, $53.1 million or Matthew Stafford?
Matthew Stafford.
Jared Goff, $53 million or Matthew Stafford?
Well, Jared's in a great spot. I mean, like, can you recreate what Jared has in Detroit right now? I don't necessarily know that you can do that. So I'll say that's a wash.
All right, but let's put it this way. Let's say both were available for the Giants.
I'd want Matthew Stafford.
Okay. Justin Herbert, 52.5, ordered Matthew Stafford.
Justin Herbert.
Okay. So now, so far, has only been two guys, Joe Burrow and...
You know, it's a very good way of putting it, but the real question is like, what does that salary do to your overall salary cap situation, and how does that impact you moving forward in trying to sign other free agents?
Well, the cap's going up $22 million.
22 to $26
million. Yeah, so that helps a lot of teams right away. And the Giants' cap space right now is, it's not at the top, we know that. But they have $48 million in cap space available as we sit here right now. And that's,
yeah, they're 13th.
That's prior to the cap going up.
Right. Okay. So this is they're 13th out of 32 teams.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, the higher you are in this list, meaning first through 32, first being the team with the most salary cap.
Yeah.
Is New England. Second is the Vegas Raiders.
Exactly.
So again, if I believe that first of all, he's got to come to some sort of contract negotiation. I don't know what the Rams are expecting in return. I would imagine a second or third round pick and maybe some sort of conditional pick next year, depending on how good he is. You remember the Packers had that with the Jets, and then all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers went down in game one.
So yeah.
They didn't lose that other pick that they had tied to his success.
Yeah, and I really think this is driven or will be driven by Joe Shane and Brian Daboll because of job preservation more than anything. And I think that, you know, John Mara at this point is not looking for incremental improvement. He's looking for the team to win a bunch of games next year and really look like they're going in the right direction. And if you are someone who was in that organization and says, all right, we're number three in the draft. Could we pick a rookie quarterback and then kind of work him in slowly and then win four games again and keep our jobs? The answer is probably no. And that would be a bad move, too, if that rookie quarterback has to come in and then you give him a new offensive coordinator in the second year. We've seen how that hasn't worked in the past with other guys. So I think that these guys are thinking, hell, if Matthew Stafford is available, and we could bring him in here and finally get a real quarterback in here that we can work with, who knows, and he's a veteran, and I could do whatever I need to do with him, and I will make an offense. You know Brian Daboll, even though he's not Josh Allen, doesn't play like Josh Allen, I'll build an offense around Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, I mean, because you're not going to be running RPOs with Matthew Stafford.
Hell no, you're not. But I'll build an offense around him, hand him the ball. We got Malik Nabers. We'll use that third pick for somebody else, and here we go.
Yeah, I also saw where yesterday, you know, the Jets still have to decide what they're doing with Davante Adams. We all believe he'll be released as well. And it looks like, you know, many people were thinking that Davante Adams is going to the Bills.
Mm.
And again, if I'm Davante Adams, I'm going either to Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, depending on what happens with T. Higgins.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert. You know, I'm going to one of those players. Because I still think that Davante Adams has got a lot of football left in him.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like it last year, for sure.
And you're not going to have to pay. I don't believe you'll have to pay a premium for him.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of options for him if he wants to join a winning team.
How about going to Kansas City?
Yeah, I mean, that would be a good one, too.
They're going to get rid of DeAndre Hopkins.
So. Yeah, he was completely done. Just shot towards the end of last year, you could tell. I mean, in that incomplete pass in the Super Bowl where he was wide open, I understand. It was just weird.
He was, like, tripping.
It's really strange.
It was strange.
Didn't look like he belonged out there.
The whole thing was strange.
That whole Super Bowl was odd. Looked like they were the ones that were sick going into the game, like, and not the Eagles.
It looked like Kansas City. I showed you a couple of Travis Kelce plays.
Yeah, he's just mailing it in. Yeah. I don't think he's... I mean, is that because he's done?
I don't know. Unless he was sick or something or hurt or didn't want to put his shoulder in there. I'm not sure.
Distracted, maybe? Got a lot going on in his life.
Yeah, but you could. He's handled it all before.
I know. I think the Giants and the Raiders are the two teams that this could make a ton of sense for.
Well, it would make a ton of sense for the Raiders just because it's Pete Carroll, and I could see Tom Brady and everybody wanting to have, you know, a real impact right out of the gate. You know, and the way to do that would be with him, unless there's some other quarterback that they have their eye on that would cost nearly as much. But again, you got to remember, you got to trade for Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, but I mean, we've seen before when a player has to be signed to a new contract by the new team, the compensation isn't as large because they'll say, hell, man, like I gotta give him $50 million a year.
Right.
So I'm not giving you a first-round pick and paying a 37-year-old.
Don't you find it kind of interesting that, you know, as you went down that list and you were asking me those questions,
yeah,
and I was giving you the answers, wouldn't you, if you were Les Snead, the GM of the Rams, be sitting in the same room with Sean McVay asking him the same questions you just asked me?
Yeah, but...
And then why wouldn't the Rams do that?
Well, what's their cap situation? Where are they in the... pecking order of
you know, right now they're about 15th mid.
So they have the money to do it.
Of course. And you can believe me, the way that the cap is manipulated and the way that the Eagles have manipulated the cap, and you know, whether the cows come home to roost, as they say, for the Eagles, according to a number of general managers in the league.
Do cows come home to roost or do chickens come home to roost? Do both come home to roost, Eddie?
The cows come home, the chickens come home to roost.
Okay.
And when the cows come home.
Until the cows come home?
Until the cows come home.
Okay. But they're not roosting.
No,
what is roosting?
Sit in your nest, right?
Yes, exactly.
That's just sitting in your nest?
Or a branch or wherever you
on want. On top of the eggs or just sitting there? Are eggs involved?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay.
Who did you ask me about in terms of salary cap?
The Rams. You said 15th.
Yeah, they are 15th. I was just looking at another number.
So it's not like, so when you said, why would the Rams not do it? I would have said, well, maybe they're 32nd in the league when it comes to salary cap space, but that's not the case.
You know, the amazing thing is they had a hell of a run last year, and they got a lot of good young players in that team.
Yeah.
So you would think in the back of your mind, all they need is a quality veteran quarterback. So maybe Sean McVay is thinking, hey, get me Aaron Rodgers in here and we'll win with him.
Yeah, which has been a rumor, and he would be cheaper, that's for sure. And by the way, if we kept going down that list, there's probably two more guys that you would take over Matthew Stafford. Lamar Jackson at $52 million, Jalen Hurts at $51
million. Yes.
You take those two guys over Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, because they're dual-threat quarterbacks, right. And of course, one is should have been a four-time MVP?
Yeah, and just
to And be, the other one was the Super Bowl MVP.
Right, so just to be fair, I had to mention those guys that were making over $50 million. So... out of the nine that I gave you, you took four, five. So you took five. You took Hurts, Jackson, Herbert, and Burrow.
What about the reason you gave me those guys specifically was because of the amount of money that they are making compared to what Matthew Stafford wants in a new contract.
What he's asking for. Yes. Yeah, so these guys, all of them that I mentioned, Prescott, Burrow, Love, Lawrence, Tua, Goff, Herbert, Jackson, Hurts, all making over $50 million in 2025.
Wow.
So five, you said you'd take Stafford over. Four, you said you'd take the other guy over. So, yeah, I mean, look at that right there. I mean, that list is crazy. So if I'm Matthew Stafford, even at 37, I'm looking at that list. I'm saying I'm worth $50 million.
Yeah, of course he is. Yeah. He's better than three of those guys in that list. Four guys. The only guy that's better than him right now would be Joe Burrow.
Yeah, so that's where that's coming from.
Yes.
You know, when people are like, how could you dare pay him $50 million a year? I'd be like, well, look at some of these other contracts. You know, and it's not like Matthew Stafford saying, give me $50 million because I'm the best quarterback in the league. He's saying, these guys are making more than $50 million. I got a lot in the tank. I had a good season last year. I'm a Super Bowl champion. I deserve at least $50 million compared to this. Well, we got this in the top five.
Exactly, which makes me wonder why the Rams aren't going to pay it for him.
Maybe this is hardball negotiations.
I don't.
Maybe they're saying this is, you don't win championships by paying 37-year-olds $50 million a year. Maybe that's what Les Snead is saying.
So they're going to give a 41-year-old.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe $1.2 million or something.
I really don't have an answer for that. I'm trying to play devil's advocate on why they wouldn't do it, but I don't know. And it's not like, and maybe they're sick of Kelly Stafford's podcast or something.
That could be part of it. $365 million is the amount of money that Matthew Stafford has made in his career. The only guy who's made more than him at $381 million is Aaron Rodgers. Mm. That's amazing to me.
A lot of that, though, in California. A lot of state tax. So taking a big chunk out of that. A lot of money. How much money do you think that Matthew Stafford had to pay in taxes, went to USAID?
Ask Elon. He'll tell you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got Jerry Recco back. You saw that, obviously. You saw that Scotty Scheffler full swing trailer. I mean, that is something else, man. Funny. Is that start tonight?
I thought Wednesday.
Oh, is Wednesday? It today? Okay. I don't know. It's this week.
It is
though.
This week for sure. I thought it was Wednesday, but maybe it is tonight.
The 25th is today.
It's the 25th.
No, I'm definitely excited for that. You know, when they start that documentary and they're thinking like, all right, we're going to follow the golfers around another year. They're not thinking it's Scotty Scheffler.
They got gold.
Yeah. I saw a t-shirt. I almost bought it, but I don't know. So it was a picture of John Daly's mugshot, Tiger Woods' mugshot, and Scotty Scheffler's mugshot. And it said, it's a small club and you ain't in it.
I do like that, though. That's pretty good.
Yes.
And I did see the playoff from Sunday. I went back and watched it yesterday.
I mean,
that girlfriend made it a lot about her, didn't she?
I was genuine emotion, though. I think it was genuine emotion.
I mean, think about how much crap he's been through.
Yeah, I know.
And then to hit his ball into the woods and then have it come out.
And not only come out, but then hit the cart path and then fly to an area where he had a good look at the hole was just amazing. And there was a funny picture of Brian Campbell and his caddy toasting the tree. They went out there with a drink.
Yeah, because it's over if he doesn't get a good bounce.
Yeah, it's absolutely over. But yeah, that was like a story that everybody, even if you didn't, you know, no one's watching the end of the Mexico Open, but everybody could relate to is that story went out there. Yep. This is a guy who lost his PGA Tour card. He never finished top 10 in a PGA event. He almost lost his Korn Ferry Tour card. And he's out there fighting, scratching, and clawing against this 20-year-old South African that hits the ball 50 yards past him and somehow beats him.
Yep. Good for him.
It's a movie. You know what? You make a movie out of this whole thing.
You could.
A Disney movie. Disney Plus.
Man, you know what? I created a monster.
You did.
I did.
That is very true.
I 100% created a monster.
You created Gio. I created Beningo.
Yeah. I mean, like, the fact that he's sitting here talking about the Mexican Open.
The Mexico Open. Yeah.
Whatever. We all know what it is, but nobody knows what it is. The fact that you just spent that amount of time on that particular golf tournament is just flat out amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you should be proud.
And you know what he did this morning? He came in and he showed me. He goes, I took a lesson yesterday.
Nice.
Look at my body. And I'm like, okay. Looked at him. Look at how straight I am. Look how far back my hands are. I'm like, man, you're looking like a golfer these days.
Yeah, I'm just looking for your approval. It's what this is. I just want you to be proud.
I am proud.
That's all I'm looking for, man.
I've been proud since the day you picked up the golf course, but I also been proud the first day you picked up the microphone.
Oh, thank you so much. See, I needed that.
So shut your pie hole.
That fed my soul. That was really beautiful, Boomer. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Jerry, let's get to it.
All right, I'll get back to the golf in a moment because I'll have some clips from that. But you got the combine this week at Indy. So the Jaguars introduced their new GM. His name is James Gladstone.
And he's, 31?
34.
34, okay.
But he looks like he's 17.
Mm.
He has got a very young face. So here's how it started.
We're going to bring you a product that you all can be proud of. And we are so appreciative of your support. With that, game on.
And then you would get the crowd.
Oh, my God.
If
this works.
Oh, it gets better.
Does it?
Now, I want you to get out of Radio Boomer and get back into Football Boomer mode. And I present to you your new GM and his philosophies.
We will prioritize people and players that are intangibly rich. And by doing so, they will elevate our ecosystem, our team, by being nothing more than themselves.
Holy crap.
He was then asked if he's like cutting edge, if he's a cutting edge GM these days.
I have a fresh perspective, I'd say. A deep understanding of really the modern tools and mechanisms that are revolutionizing the sport.
You should run for president for the Democrats.
This guy sounds a lot of artist, doesn't he?
By the way, I'm just saying that, like, I hope he does well.
Yeah,
you want him to do well. It's just like Darren Mooji over here. You want him to do well, too. But these guys, man, this is the first time that they're stepping up in front of a microphone, actually leading an organization.
Yeah.
And that's the troubling part. And maybe Shad Khan was impressed with him internally with the meetings. Maybe got a lot of feedback on a lot of people that have been around this young guy. And they've all said he's the next coming of the next genius of finding players. Maybe that's the case.
Yes, game on. He did add.
Holy Christ.
The current mode of operation is in rhythm. The cadence is in place.
Oh, come on.
So my intent here through this initial spring is to really calibrate my own mode of operation to the current mode of operation, insert some specific efficiencies that will help me better understand perspectives. Game on.
Oh, my God.
Sissy football.
This is a little different than back in the day when I watch NFL.
I mean,
films.
This sounds like Mickey Callaway all over
again. It does. Yes, it does.
It's great. I mean, he speaks well. He's got a lot of words that describe, you know, maybe what's going on in the world today. But
what?
You know, at the end of the day,
no, he doesn't. Calibrate my mode of operandi.
Yeah, I mean, that's. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Holy crap. He's just got to pick the players. Just stay away from the players. Don't have a relationship with the players.
In fairness, we did have Mike Tannenbaum talking about the process to death.
Yes.
And they were relatively successful here. So, you know, all you got to do is pick the players. He's not the man. He's not the coach.
Yeah.
And then coach he picked sounds him. Like more of a douche.
Duval. Yeah, that was a little awkward. That is true. We heard yesterday that there was one specific team that wants the tush push taken out of the game.
I thought it was the Green Bay Packers.
So right. So now we find out it's the Packers. I'm just saying. When a story
came
out
like a month ago,
that might have been rumored. But the story yesterday was there's an unnamed team that wants it out. Then later in the day, we saw it's the Packers. Okay, fine. Well, Sean McDermott also had some thoughts on the play yesterday.
To me, there's always been an injury risk with that play, and I've expressed that opinion for the last couple of years or so when it really started to come into play the way it's being used.
And so who knows if anything happens with this? We shall see. I did see there. I mean, I can't understand this league. They're going to tweak the kickoff again. Did you see this? They want to move the yardage back with touchbacks and yeah. I mean, there are all sorts of different things they're looking into. I thought
just
they
get rid of it,
or you could just get rid of it. I actually got used to that thing last year. Believe it or not. Towards the end of the year, I actually kind of liked it.
The problem is that you can't onside kick.
Which stinks.
Unless you tell the other team that you're onside kicking.
Right.
That so, is therefore, issue. You can't start the game with it. You can't start the second half with it like Sean Payton did in the Super Bowl. You can't, you know, that part of it is out of it. I don't know. It's just the whole thing is strange, and it's all supposedly injury-related. So I think they were pretty happy with the results in terms of injuries from this particular play. So they'll tweak it a little bit, but I think they're pretty happy that they're going to keep it.
And so we've had a lot of philosophical clips this morning. We heard Rick Pitino last hour talking to his guys about you got to deal with adversity in life. You heard James Gladstone's philosophy on football. Well, Bill Belichick is at North Carolina now, and here was Belichick on football philosophy.
You know, a good teammate is somebody that you can trust and count on every day. Somebody who's tough, smart, and dependable. That's what a good teammate is, whether it's in football or in life or in business or anything else.
He says they kind of mirror each other. It's not easy to do.
There are going to be ups and downs, and mental toughness is part of dealing with things when they aren't perfect.
And then, of course,
this is what I've been telling you dum-dums for the last 18 years. This is what we do. This is how we do it, and you deal with the adversity, the ups and the downs. We've had some really high moments, and we've had some really low moments, but we're still here. We're still winning.
We're still here, still winning.
Right.
There you go.
And every now and then, you know, we have to have conversations just to keep you guys on a straight and narrow, focused.
Yeah. Get the Rick Pitino speech going. Sometimes you got to give us that. You losers, wake up.
Haven't heard that since the softball field, to be fair. I did the one thing I can't get out of my mind. So it looks like Belichick's doing a podcast with North Carolina where these clips come from. And, you know, they roll the video of him at the press conference. He's got the suit. He looks good. He's all cleaned up. He looked like a mess in this video that they posted. All I can think of is his girlfriend. He's got to look at him like, you went out like that?
Yeah. You know, there was this video of them at the basketball game. And she had, like, her jacket, you know, like, really young girls like wear their jacket, like they'll have their shoulders exposed, and then they'll like, and Bill Belichick's walking by, and she's got like that, and then Someone said it's really amazing that Bill Belichick is dating someone who wears their jacket like that.
Yeah.
Because that's what you see if you go to a high school football game.
She's young.
I mean, I know. It gets more and more bizarre by the day, but hell, you know, you're allowed to make these choices.
I suppose
you know
that
what
is
I'm
the
saying?
Case. Yes. We have Sean Manaea, oblique injury, likely to start the season on the injured list. Here is Carlos Mendoza, though. He is optimistic for a fast recovery.
I was told, you know, this is, we're going to treat it. Usually this type of injury, when it's just muscles, it heals quickly. So hopefully that's the case here with Sean.
And if it does work out, you're talking about the second week in April. So we're not really talking about much. And I heard you say earlier this morning, you know, no one's going to be thinking about this Memorial Day. So you certainly hope that is the case. In terms of the sounds of spring, how about a Pete Alonso at bat?
1-0. Line to right center field. Base hit for Pete Alonso heading toward the alleyway and all the way to the wall. Ortega scores. Soto getting waved around third. The cutoff throw bobbled in center field. Soto scores.
So there you go.
Oh, you're starting to hear a lot of that
cool,
this year.
Right? Yeah, I thought
Soto
so.
Scores.
Yeah.
Pete Alonso. Double, not a home run.
That exactly.
Hitting for contact. Hitting with men in runners in scoring position. Crisp.
Keith Rad on Mets Odyssey Radio doing nice spring games in February. So Giancarlo Stanton back in New York for his elbows, but also according to Aaron Boone, personal reason or reasons, he would not get into it any further than that. The Nets lost to the Wizards 107-99. Brooklyn outscored 22-12 in the fourth. They are 21-36. T-Wolves over the Thunder with a huge comeback, 131-128 in overtime. Tonight you got the Lakers home for the Mavericks. That's notable because you got Luka Doncic playing against his former team for the first time. Knicks Sixers tomorrow. This was Mitchell Robinson. He posted this on his social media page.
Yeah.
Just in terms of his impending return.
I should be returning to play here shortly. Very soon. Can't say how soon, but very, 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 very soon.
He said the only thing he's got left is to take care of his truck. And then he showed a picture of his monster truck that needs some TLC, he said. And, but he wouldn't say
what. What are the over-under on games before he has to miss one? I mean, that's what.
Okay, so he plays five and then misses one? Like, is that what you're talking
about?
Yeah.
Does he? How many games does he play before he has to miss one because of injury? I mean, I would set the line at. I was going to set the line at 7.5.
Okay, then I will take the over, since I said 8.
Boomer, over under.
Mm-hmm.
7.5 games before he has to take one off because of injury.
I'll say under. Ooh. Just because they're going to be very careful with him.
Oh, so you think it's like a maintenance thing? Not
yeah,
these hurt.
Like if they have a back-to-back in there somewhere.
See, I'm saying because of injury.
All right, so it's not-
he re-injured himself somehow.
I mean, well, if he re-injures himself, he's then he's done.
And speaking of that.
I know, but what I'm saying is how many games are going to take?
This is kind of like the Stanton game a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. If he re-injures himself, it could be something where he's out maybe a week and not 6 years.
I'll say over if that's the case. But I don't know if they have a back-to-back when he comes back where I can see them sitting him that back-to-back.
Yes, fair enough.
So that doesn't count.
St. John's moves up from number 10 to number 7 in the country as they move up 3 spots. Dylan Harper of Rutgers, National Player of the Week. You've got St. John's at Butler tomorrow night. Rutgers plays at Michigan on Thursday. NHL, Rangers and Islanders at UBS Arena this evening. And I told you about the clips from Full Swing, so I got a few of them here for you. First, it seems like, I don't know if it's the first episode, but in this new season, they obviously recap the Scotty Scheffler arrest. Tom Kim here recalling that morning.
I'm warming up. All I see is my friend handcuffed walking to a police car.
That is so bizarre, right?
Yeah, here was Scheffler.
First of all, I was freaking out because I somehow went from driving into the golf course to a jail cell, and I still don't really know how that happened exactly.
Well, we do now. And then the last clip would be the audio from in the cop car. One, you can't really, I tried to play, you can't really hear it where he's talking about the cop asks him if he's drinking, and he's like, no, it's mouthwash. You can't really drink and then go play golf at 8 a.m. And then here was Scheffler just when he's actually in the car for the first time.
I'll be honest, I didn't think this was ever a position I'd be in.
Usually people never do.
Yep, well, that is
okay.
True, and that's the cop there. You know,
was that the cop that initially arrested him?
That I don't know. Until I see it, I don't know.
Because you remember how the whole thing played out? He dragged the cop?
Yeah, I mean, that's what the cop said. And that did not happen.
And that did not happen.
Yeah, I mean, I remember fighting people all day here.
You only defended him because you like him.
Like, no, there's no way he dragged the cop with his car. And then it all came out that it was he didn't do anything wrong and everything else. Now, do you have the other clips there? Because he goes on.
No.
So in the car, after he goes, you know, I'm not, you know, drink before I go play golf at 8 a.m. And the cop goes, well, you must be a good golfer if you're in the PGA. And then Scott, he goes, yeah, I'm okay. And the guy goes, how about that Tiger Woods? Is he as good as everybody says? He's like, yeah, he's pretty good. Back like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, I know. It was a very strange morning. So that'll be today. It's coming up, as you say.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It's funny timing because yesterday we were talking about auctioning off Super Bowl rings, and now Plaxico Burress got $280,000 for his. And we talked to Dave Ammerman of Golden Auctions about your MVP trophy and how maybe you could get six figures for that. And then this story comes out about Woj, Adrian Wojnarowski, who used to be with ESPN, breaking all the stories, you know, the Woj bombs and all of that. And he left because of a health scare and wanted to spend more time with his family and also be a part of something else. So he became the St. Bonaventure general manager of sports there that a lot of programs have now with the nil money. So he is auctioning off his old iPhones, his NBA credentials, and ESPN ID badge, dinner with him or a video call. And it would all be to benefit the St. Bonaventure Nil Fund. Now, I appreciate the fact that he's getting creative with some things, but, and we did have a guy buy like a Ranger jersey that was given to some tiger trainer in the circus.
Yeah, for $100.
Like, people will buy stuff, but you got to be some sort of sick son of a bitch to buy an old Adrian Wojnarowski iPhone. No? I mean, what type of loser does that?
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, what it made me think about certain awards that players have won in college and whether or not they would put those college awards up so the nil money can go to some other kid that, you know, that may not make it. You know, like if you had the Naismith Award, and you put it up for auction, and let's say you got $150,000, and you gave it back to your school and put it in the nil pile so that Naismith Award could be owned by somebody else, and then you can end up giving that money to some kid that's never done anything before.
Yeah. I mean, you could. You could do whatever you'd like with the money.
I get what Woj is doing, though, and I appreciate it. I mean,
yeah, but no one's going to buy that stuff.
I think somebody will buy some of it, sure.
How much money do you think he could possibly raise?
Not a lot. I don't know. I mean,
could he even get to $1,000 with his ESPN badge?
I mean, if he was doing that, what do you think Adam Schefter could get for his phones?
I mean, are they active and are coaches and GMs texting him on it? Because that's the only reason I would want it.
So you would want to buy it because you got all the numbers of all the agents and all the GMs and all the coaches.
That would be the only reason to have it. If it's an old non-functional phone where he's like, oh, this is where I broke the LeBron James to we're back to Cleveland story on this phone.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably watching porn on those phones, too.
I could see Jerry buying the phone that announced Harden to the Nets.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Right. Yeah.
Or
yeah,
the phone that announced both Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant to the Nets, because that worked out so well.
Yeah, that one, too. We could hang that up in the studio.
Man, I'll tell you, this Kevin Durant is interesting, isn't it? Like, well, everywhere he's gone, like, all of a sudden he can't play with somebody. Like, they were going to pair him with Devin Booker, and they were supposed to be unstoppable.
Yeah, well, and it's, I guess it's ironic that the one place that it did work, he doesn't want to go back to.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it worked. You could say that him and Draymond got into it at the end, fine, but it worked. They won two championships. He won two finals MVPs. That worked.
And then what happened?
He wanted to go to Brooklyn. He wanted to play with Kyrie. And that's what happened. And that thing blew up in his face. So then he ended up going to the Suns.
And Kyrie, you know, for all the stuff that went on here, he's actually done well with the Mavericks.
Yeah, and his personality has, like, completely changed. Like, he is all about doing the right thing, helping the team, you know, not putting himself first. Like, he just is totally changed since he went down.
You know, whatever happened to him or whatever he's trying to do, tonight is a huge game.
Huge.
Because Mavs are at the Lakers.
Yeah.
And Doncic just finally had like his breakout game for the Lakers.
He did.
So now the question is can he do it again For the Lakers, I should say, can he do it again against his old team, the Mavericks? And will he do it again?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. They did like a hype video of the Mavericks. I don't know if you saw this. And they like edited out all of Luka's things. So like if they had a clip where they wanted, like Luka was on the bench and they showed the bench celebrating, they just put a Mavericks logo over his face. I mean, that's a little petty. No?
Well, there's something, I'm telling you, there's something bigger to the story than, you know, anybody's really saying. I mean, I think that one owner, Dumont, basically came out and laid it on the line without really laying it on the line, just saying that, you know, there's something off about Luka, and this trade is going to cost Luka, you know, in terms of real money, at least $115 million, because the Lakers are not going to give him a supermax. And on top of that, the California state taxes, if he signs with the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, and I understand not putting Luka highlights in a hype video, but if he's on the bench, you got to slap a Mavericks logo on his face. It makes it worse.
Well, yeah, you just don't want to see him anymore.
I mean, it just makes, but it makes it worse. It makes you look petty. It makes you look weak. It's like, just don't put that in there if he's sitting there.
Yeah, they did not want to give him $345 million Supermax with what the hell was going on around him. That's all I could say, that they didn't believe that he was worth that kind of money and to be the leader of the franchise.
Yeah, well, he's probably going to have his name and number up in the rafters there at the
eventually
crypto.com arena.
Well, eventually they'll maybe bring him back, you know, for...
No, I'm not talking about in Dallas. I'm talking about as a Laker.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what it looks like and what kind of contract he's going to sign.
Yeah, but I mean,
he lost a lot of money, man.
Yeah.
A lot of money. Remember, you know, Texas, no state tax.
Mm-hmm.
$345 million Supermax contract.
Mm.
See ya. Goodbye.
Yep. Go to L.A. I'm sure he'll make up a lot of it at some point. You know, if he ends up winning championships in L.A.,
that would be a different story. You know, and
there's a good chance that happens. I mean, he's that good. It's that franchise. They get every player they want. It's crazy. You know, they'll end up with everybody eventually. You know, I've got a bunch of, I just remembered, I got a bunch of credentials and like old tickets and stuff that are hanging on the door of my office.
Yes.
I got to start auctioning them off for the Boomer Esiason Foundation. What do you think? Do you think I'd get like a good 15, 16 bucks for those?
Hey, whatever, man. Every little dollar helps.
I mean, I think
I don't look any of that, like, I don't take any of that stuff for granted.
I got to see what I got. See if we can, I'll put them up on X. Take the best offer. I do think I've got, you know what somebody might actually be interested in back there? Is a ticket from Mayweather-McGregor. It's a really cool looking ticket. Someone might be interested in that.
Yeah.
Maybe. But like press credentials.
I think I got a couple Blackberries somewhere.
Ooh, a Boomer Esiason Blackberry.
Yeah.
Now we're talking. Not in your office, right?
I don't know. Maybe. There may be one back there.
Ooh. Let's go look. Dad, if we're a Boomer Esiason Blackberry. You gotta just make sure.
I may have one.
You gotta take like the SIM card out of it, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no SIM card in it.
Or whatever that. You gotta take something out of it. Someone will get all the information off of it.
Yeah, right? I know.
So you gotta make sure that you
wipe it clean.
You gotta scrub that thing. You gotta scrub that BlackBerry.